Hello, I'm Jason, and welcome to 2017. Oh yeah, you're listening to my podcast here at pointsinfocus.com. This is going to be a short one, I think, because I pretty much just want to talk a little bit about the state of the podcast. Going by episode numbers or whatever, this would be episode 15, which means I got 14 podcasts in last year before I took a break for the holidays. And I had intended to come back to the podcast in January and sat down and did a bunch of recording and didn't like any of the recordings that I did because, well, the truth is the problem I have with recording a podcast is that it's very hard for me to edit it on the fly, so to speak. As I'm recording, as I'm talking about something, well, I don't do this from a script. As I'm recording and talking about things, I'm having to think about it, and when I know what I'm talking about or know what I'm going to talk about, or it's well kind of rehearsed, if you will, I can just plow through it, no big deal. But a lot of times, even when it's something that I'm very comfortable talking about, I have, I'll have a thought in the middle of it. Oh, I should add in this point, or oh, I should make this comment, or whatever. And in a written text article, it's a real sort of simple task to stop and scribble down whatever, I need to change or point I want to add, and then sort of reflow the paragraph structure around that point or that analogy or you know, whatever it is that I'm thought of that I needed or think would make the discussion more clear or whatever. And with a podcast, that's not really an option. You can do it, but it involves a lot more editing. It involves a lot more cumbersome process in editing. And it's something that just overall I find is fairly difficult. And even with the editing aspect, there's a discontinuity, I find, in the flow of what it is what you're listening to. So, like I said, I sat down and I recorded a bunch of stuff, and I didn't like any of it. I felt that I had some points that I was were valid were interesting discussion points, but I just couldn't get the presentation in a way that I was happy with. So that's why I wasn't back in January, and now we're into February, and it's kind of time to really buckle down and get going. So like I said, I'm talking about the state of the podcast, so to speak, on this episode, because I'm going into what I consider to be my second season, 2017, and I want to talk a little bit about where I've come from, whether I'm achieving the goals that I intended to achieve, and where I'd like to go, and so on and so forth. Now, I guess I should start with where I'm coming from. When I started this podcast, I started it with sort of three thoughts in mind. First of all, I wanted to provide or have a means to talk about things in a less formal environment than a written blog post. I don't know, whatever it is from my background in engineering and technical writing and whatever, I just have a really hard time not turning everything anything I write into some kind of formalized argument, logical progression. You get the idea that it just, I can't talk about things I find when I'm writing. I have to inform or educate or have some kind of argument that makes sense in a sort of logical fashion. Whereas I felt with the podcast, I would be able to have a discussion. Okay, it's kind of a one-sided discussion because it's me talking and y'all listening, but it's not as, or it's not a, I don't feel as though I have to cite and substantiate every piece of information as I build it, to build an argument to say this is what you should do. I feel like with a podcast, I can say, I've tried this and I thought it worked well, or this is my experience, or You know, I want to talk about the thought process behind photography, and I don't want to I don't feel that I want to have to cite sources, so to speak, or statistics or data or whatever. That I wanted a more open sort of discussion. So I found, I think, for the 14 episodes that I did last year, that this has worked really well for that. I've been very successful in, I think, in being able to talk about what was on my mind as it pertains to photography without having to getting, well, without getting seriously bogged down in writing, or the way I get bogged down in writing, I should say. Point two, or thought two, is I had initially intended this to be a weekly 30-minute show, and for 14 weeks, I managed the weekly part. The 30-minute part, I totally blew. I think I was averaging about an hour an episode, and some of that is maybe being being overly ambitious with what I wanted, you know, to cover in an episode. And some of it is a lot of the stuff relating to modern photography gear and whatnot is just massively complex, and there's a huge amount of depth to it. And that takes a long time to talk through. It takes a long, long time to write and read through. You know, I've pointed out, or fond of pointing out, that I wrote a review of the 5D Mark III, and it was 25,000 words, and I didn't feel like I had covered everything that I really wanted to cover on the camera, but at that point I felt the review was so long that I didn't want it to go any further, or didn't want it to spiral out of control any longer. So time has been a problem, and I have sort of a feeling on podcasts, whether it's my podcast that I'm, you know, sort of asking y'all to listen to, or if it's somebody else's podcast that I'm listening to or whatever, and that is audio and video, unlike writing, kind of have different demands. That you can skim through a written article and find and read the bits that are important to you without having to read every single word in the article. And skimming through a audio source or a video source, like a podcast or a video blog, is very different in that you don't have the clear hints and guides that you have, or you don't have the structure that you have in a written document to enable you to skim it. You know, you can to a certain extent skim through a podcast or whatever, but you miss things that you probably wouldn't have missed if you were skimming through just a written text document. And a side effect, or the primary effect, I won't even say this a side effect, the primary effect of that thing is that if I'm asking you to listen to my podcast, then I'm asking for your time. And time is something that I find or feel is immensely valuable. I think far too many people underestimate the value of their own time and are far too liberal with other people's time, that they are cognizant of how much that they're, you know, what the burden is or the value of that time is. And so if I'm going to ask you for an hour of your time, or even a half hour of your time, I feel like I need to make sure that what I'm producing, the quality of the content itself, not necessarily the production quality, like the audio quality or whatever, although I would like to improve that to some degree. But the quality of the content itself, the information I'm bringing you, the discussion I'm bringing you, my ability to clearly and concisely provide information or provide a discussion or provide insight has to be the best I can possibly produce. if I'm not doing that, then I feel I'm wasting your time. And probably even sort of worse than that is that I'm kind of being a jerk about it, because here is, I've got a podcast and you're listening to it, and I'm not bringing forward my best effort, which as the presenter and producer of this podcast, that's my responsibility, is to bring forth my best effort to communicate the ideas or the discussion or bring the what it is that I'm trying to bring to you, the listener. And I noticed this in the last couple of podcasts when I was recording them last year, is that I started feeling like I was very rushed in trying to meet that weekly deadline and produce the best quality podcast. And that had to, I didn't like that. That was a problem. And it was a problem again, because I could feel where I would start was ready to, if not already beginning to start compromising the quality of the podcast, or the quality of that I was attempting to put forward to make sure I met the publish date, the weekly publish date. Plus, I was, instead of the half hour weekly thing that I was aiming for, I'm now talking about an hour weekly thing. So I was actually putting out like 50% or 100% more content than I had anticipated discussing anyway. So how do I plan to address that? Because that's kind of the meat of what I want to talk about. Part of that is that I'm for a long time I've had a feeling that the way I should do my articles for the written side of my site is publish when it's ready. That doesn't necessarily mean that I shouldn't set deadlines or goals or whatever, but if I need another day to finish an article or get the photography done for it to a standard that I think is the best I can produce, then I should take that extra day and produce the article at that quality or get the quality up. And I think that's kind of the attitude that I want to take with this podcast. I'm not sure what the best way to go about that is, because a lot of people, at least based on reading around the internet, prefer regularly scheduled, frequently updated content, and I'm talking now about less frequently updated content that's semi-regularly scheduled. So my podcast publishes at 5 o'clock on Thursday Eastern Standard or Eastern Time in the U.S. and that was my publish date for the first 14 episodes, and I'm anticipating keeping that going forward, but I'm going to get rid of the weekly part. It's going to be hopefully at least once a month, if not more than that. I'd like to be able to do it like every other week, but I think that the important part is to ensure that I'm not wasting my audience's time. I'm not wasting your time. And that means ensuring that I have content that's to the best of my ability and that's well organized and as concise as possible without being like overly terse and so on and so forth. So, and doing that, I think, like, without trying to aim for a time or a time limit. Like, this podcast's going to end up, because I'm at this point basically, you know, approaching the finish of the conclusion of this thought, and it's going to end up being well under 30 minutes. And my next one may end up being well over an hour. I don't know. And so, you know, I guess that's kind of the state of where it is. I think I was successful on with achieving at least the less formal discussion aspect of the podcast from the previous from last season, from 2016. And that's what I intend to keep doing going forward. But the rigorous weekly specific timed schedule it's got to go, because it's not working for me, and I don't want it to force or to prompt me or cause me to becomes sloppier and sort of disrespectful of you, the listener. So, 2617, I will be podcasting more. I'm going to really consider this the first podcast of 2017. And the strategy going forward is that I'm going to keep the same kind of thought process, informal or less formal discussion about photography stuff. Especially things that are not, I'm going to do technical things and camera, you know, discussion about cameras and products, but also I want to start going into more philosophical stuff. I really think that there's a lot of value in introspective thinking about your photography as it affects you and as that sort of causes you to think about your choices of equipment and your choices of topic and subject matter and so forth. And so that's what I intend to do for content. I'm going to continue to publish on Thursdays. It's going to still be Thursday, 5 o'clock Eastern time in the United, or 5 o'clock Eastern time in the United States. That way, if you're listening Friday morning on your commute to work or something like that, it should be up well before that in pretty much or in most time zones. But I'm not going to be doing it weekly. It's going to become much more intermittent in that respect. I'm going to do it when the podcast is done and ready. One other thing I may think about doing is sort of video casts. That's something to that I actually should talk about, but I'm not going to talk about it in this episode. I'll make another episode to sort of talk about the idea of video casts. I have found, although I will just briefly touch on it, I have found that with the dual pixel AF technology and the 5D Mark IV, it's much more practical to shoot video and as a single person who's both sort of presenting and doing video. So that's something I'd like to give a shot, but you know, I don't know when and where that's going to come in. So anyway, that's the state of the podcast as of the beginning of February 2017. And thank you for listening, and until next time.